ZS. Get your slot at 600 kwacha or 500 kwacha when you pay using any of your Absa cards. Your story matters. Absa.
Government wins court battle to repatriate Edgar Lungu's body to Zambia. UPND's Mfunelo Malama scoops Mfue parliamentary seat with over 5,000 votes. In Global News, Ghana promises full investigation into helicopter crash which killed two ministers. A very good afternoon to you. My name is Constance Mwazinawinga with the Phoenix FM main news at 13 hours. The details. A South African court has ruled that the Zambian government can repatriate the body of former President Edgar Lungu and give him a state funeral, despite opposition from his family. The Pretoria High Court has backed the Zambian government's argument that the former president's funeral should be a state affair, prioritizing public interest over personal wishes. The dispute rose from a long-standing dispute between Mr. Lungu and his successor, President Hakainde Hichilema, with the family insisting that President Hichilema should not attend the funeral. However, the court's ruling paved the way for government to proceed with its plans for a state funeral. Mr. Lungu died on 5th June 2025 after suffering cardiac complications from a surgery he was undergoing at the Mediclinic Mediform in Pretoria, South Africa. Meanwhile, Attorney General Mulilo Kabesha has welcomed the court's decision, allowing the Zambian government to repatriate the body of Mr. Lungu and give him a state funeral. Speaking to the media after the judgment, Mr. Kabesha described the ruling as sound, saying government has fulfilled its responsibility to the public. He has noted that the judgment serves as a learning curve for future presidents, highlighting that their role extends beyond their immediate family to the nation. UPND has won the Mfue parliamentary by-election, with its candidate Malama Mfunelo securing 5,684 votes. His closest rival, Brian Kunda of the National Congress Party, polled 1,665 votes, while Charles Mubanga of the Socialist Party came third with 1,507 votes. Announcing the final results this morning, Mfue constituency returning officer Gilbert Mwango declared Mr. Mfunelo as duly elected. Phoenix staffer Chamuka Shalubala reports from Mfue that a total of 9,086 votes were cast, with 230 ballot papers rejected as invalid.
Mfunelo Malama of United Party for National Development, 5,684 votes. I further declare that a total of 210 ballot papers have been rejected as invalid, and that a total of 9,086 votes were cast. I therefore declare that the said Mfunelo Malama to be this day duly elected as member of parliament for Mfue constituency, this day, 8th of August 2025.
And speaking shortly after his declaration, newly elected and former Member of Parliament, Malama Mfunelo, promised to bring tangible development and positive change, declaring that Mfue will never be the same again.
To my form of Mfue Constituency, what I can assure you is that Mfue will never be the same. And thank you for electing me as your Member of Parliament. It wasn't an easy challenge, but when God changes, no one can understand.
Meanwhile, UPND chairperson for elections, Gary Nkombo, described the victory as the beginning of a new political chapter in Muchinga province, adding that the opposition is still far from mounting serious competition against the ruling party. Infrastructure and Urban Development Minister Charles Milupi has disclosed that Zambia targets to grow its economy to at least $60 billion United States dollars, emphasizing the importance of expanding and upgrading infrastructure to meet this goal. Speaking during inspections of the Lusaka and Doland dual carriageway project, Engineer Milupi says government also plans to begin rehabilitation of the Lusaka Airport roundabout and the Great East Road to facilitate the opening of the Nakara Corridor. He says the works will improve connectivity to neighboring provinces and regional markets, enabling smoother trade flows and reducing travel times. Mr. Milupi emphasized that the rehabilitation of the Lusaka Airport roundabout will address current congestion while improving the Great East Road, which will include resurfacing, widening and drainage works over key stretches by mid-2027 through the Public-Private Partnership PPP model.
There is also the Nakara Corridor. That's where we are doing the Katete-Chanida Road. That is on the Nakara Corridor. And later we'll be doing the airport roundabout to Luangwa Bridge. That is on the Nakara Corridor. 70% of our fuel in this country comes through that particular route from Beira. Okay, so the tankers come through. Of course, there is Wolf Bay Corridor, which we'll be working on, which feeds into this particular corridor. That's from Wolf's Bay into Katimambo, Yolo, Sisheke, Livingstone. And of course, the existing corridors from Durban through Botswana to Kazungura and so on. So these are thematic.
In other news, Agriculture Minister Ruben Mutolo has urged Common Market for Eastern and Southern Africa, COMESA member states, to prioritize boosting productivity by accelerating the adoption of climate-smart agriculture, expanding irrigation, removing trade barriers, and filling infrastructure gaps. Speaking during the 9th Joint Ministerial Committee meeting on Agriculture, Environment and Natural Resources in Lusaka this morning, Mr. Mtolo says the agriculture sector, as a key cornerstone of all economies and food systems, faces a number of challenges that include low productivity, climate shocks, and insufficient sector investment, which continuously hold back transformation. Mr. Mtolo has emphasized that now is the time for bold, decisive and collective actions that address barriers to directly improve the lives of citizens. He has called upon all member states to continue forging strong strategic partnerships between government, the private sector and developmental partners.
Let's all get encouraged as member states to continue forging strong strategic partnerships between government, the private sector, and our development partners. The scale and agency of our challenges demand unprecedented unity. Right now, here in Zambia, we are hosting a very strong delegation from the Democratic Republic of Congo. That is what is needed. Continuous discussion with each other made to foster development in the sector. Let us work together. Let us share knowledge.
And COMESA Secretary General Chileshe Kapwepwe has appreciated the efforts being made by member states to ensure food and nutrition security by undertaking critical emergency mitigation measures, including drought and flood management, support to vulnerable groups, and adapting to climate change. Moving on to global stories, Ghana's president, John Mahama, has promised a full investigation into Wednesday's helicopter crash that killed two government ministers and six other people. Defense